Moose Jaw, third-party community groups are collectively asking City Council for nearly $550,000 extra in budget funding for 2025 compared to this year, something Council will have to discuss during its budget deliberations. Council kicked off its 2025 budget talks on November 27 by hearing from 14 groups, ranging from the library to seniors to arts and culture to business to the environment. The operating funding requests these groups want next year is $2,694,510, compared to $2,507,910 this year, an increase of $186,600. However, the Moose Jaw Police Service did not present to council during the meeting as it normally does, even though it is considered a third-party group. It plans to ask council for net operating funding of $13,155,774, which is an increase from this year of $909,871. It also wants capital funding next year of $344,000, while it wants $734,000 in total over the next 5 years. Therefore, the total operating funding requests these 15 third-party groups want in 2025 is $15,830,284, compared to $15,281,420 this year, an increase of $548,864. Most, if not all, of these groups are asking for cost-of-living increases in their budgets, which is something the city has generally allowed, a council report said. The Moose Jaw Public Library wants $1,327,858 in net funding, which is $38,398 more than this year. The Moose Jaw and District Senior Citizens Association wants $39,010, which is $1,136 more than this year. The Cosmo Senior Citizens Association is requesting $46,719, which is $13,281 more than this year. Tourism Moose Jaw and the Canada Day Committee want $103,628 and $2,824, respectively, for next year, which is $3,018 and $82 more than this year, respectively. The Festival of Words is seeking $8,513, which is the same as this year. The Moose Jaw Center for Arts and Culture, formerly the Cultural Center, is asking for $179,068, which is $5,216 more than this year. The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery is seeking $155,550, which is $6,763 more than this year. The Public Art Committee is requesting $13,500 in funding for next year, which is $1,500 more than this year. The Saskatchewan Burrowing Owls is seeking funding of $7,165, which is $209 more than this year. Waccamaw Valley Authority is requesting a statutory levy of $367,379, which is $10,700 more than this year. The Downtown Moose Jaw Association is seeking funding of $73,290, which is $29,000 more than what it received this year. The Moose Jaw Municipal Airport Authority wants funding of $55,000 next year, which is $25,000 more than this year. The Humane Society is seeking support of $285,006, which is $15,091 more than this year. The Moose Jaw River Watershed Stewards are seeking $10,000 next year, which is the same as this year. The Moose Jaw Express / MooseJawToday.com will produce several more stories from the evening's presentations. Editor's note: this story has been updated to reflect more accurate numbers.